This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly with you on a Monday afternoon, filling in for the afternoon show. Those guys are off this week. Man, rough day for them to be off because a new list came out that had Jalen Hurts ranked at a controversial position. I mean, this seems right up the afternoon guy's alley. So I will get into that coming up at 3 o'clock today. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback rankings in July. Really nothing better than that. So we'll get to that coming up in the next segment here. But obviously talking a lot about the Phillies to start the show. As we're 96 games in, really the informal halfway point of the season. The All-Star break. And I mean, let's face it. This is when things kind of fell apart for the Phillies last season, where they went in the All-Star break and it feels like a lifetime ago. Remember, the Dodgers came in here for three last year, and the Phillies swept them. And at that point, you're feeling like, okay, this is a World Series caliber team. This is the best team in all baseball. And then they had that series right before the break where they lost 2-3 to Oakland. They had that final game before the All-Star break. I think they lost 18-3, something miserable. And, you know, they never really were able to recapture what they had in that Dodgers series and what they had in the first half of the season for the entire second half. And that's why we look at this team and the way that they have been constructed here. And the question I asked in the first segment of the show, what's the one word that you would use to describe the Phillies halfway through the season? And mine is predictable, because this team, they're exactly what I thought they would be. You know, I mean, and I don't know what is going to change. I don't know what the Phillies thought was going to change, to be honest with you. Because this was not just a situation where, hey, you didn't hit 1 week against the Mets, and that's why you went out. Okay, I could buy that against Diamondbacks. Like, that was legitimately the case in 2023. That was not the case in 2024. This is a team that last year, in the last 69 games, they were 35-34. This was not a very good baseball team, and you really did nothing to change the mix-up. And I get it's not easy. I get it's not easy to go out and, you know, kind of change the complexion of your team, but you got to try. And I feel like this team didn't really try, and that's why this has been predictable. The starting pitching's really good. We knew the starting pitching was going to be good. The bullpen, sure, the Alvarado thing burns you a little bit, but hey, I mean, we knew the bullpen was shallow, and the bullpen's shallow. We knew the offense was inconsistent, and the offense has been inconsistent, and I think they're getting worse. And that's why I look at this team, and I think they're good. I still think they're the favorites to win the NL East, as I did before the year. I still think they're going to win the division, but do I think this team has a real chance to, like, win four rounds in October, which is probably what you're going to need to do, and win a World Series? No. And I didn't feel great about that before the year, and I feel even worse about it now, and want to get your take on that as well. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series than you did on opening day? I feel worse. 215-592-9494. And that is our Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mont Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. This is at TommyKelly44 on Twitter, where you can find the Twitter poll question today. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series? I'll ask you, DeRozio, to start out here. What do you feel in comparison to opening day? Better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series?
I would say better, because on opening day, I thought the Mets were going to have a much more consistent team, you know? So I would say better. I still need to see what they do at the trade deadline and see if Dave Dombrowski doesn't sit on his hands for a third year in a row, which I tend to believe he will, but better. I feel better.
Okay. Well, that makes one of us, because I do not feel better. And if my hopes are hinging on Dave Dombrowski, who, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about Dave Dombrowski and his reputation in Boston, because he stunk since he's been here. He has not done a good job in Philadelphia.
Well, my expectations were low going into the season, which is why I feel better and not worse.
Okay. Well, that's that. I guess that's a positive way to look at it. Then. So there you go. 215-592-9494. And our next question today, what is the best experience you've had seeing a movie in the movie theater? Mine was Dark Knight. Justin's was Dune Part 2. In, you know, 70 milligrams or something like that.
70 millimeters.
Okay, 70.
You knew it. You purposely said it wrong.
No, I didn't.
For comedic effect, and it wasn't funny.
Okay. Let's go to Paul in Center City. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
My word to describe the Phillies for this year is eclectic, because it's a combination of a little bit of everything. Eclectic is usually wild taste and different thoughts, and that's how I feel about those guys, man. And I don't feel good about them. I felt better at the beginning of the season. I thought they were going to really come back, and they learned their lesson, and they didn't. I'm not excited watching the team.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Paul. And, you know, I think some people might look at this or hear this and think it's, like, unappreciative or disrespectful or something like that. But they're not a very fun team to watch. I mean, you watch those games out in San Francisco, the game Friday night in San Diego. They just don't score. They don't hit. And, you know, it's almost like a slog watching them play.
Yeah, they're not fun to watch anymore. They really are. This is the first year in probably about 6 years I haven't gone to a game.
Well, it's just hard when you have a team that can't really hit. Like, it's fun watching starting pitching to a degree, but in the end, I mean, you want to see your team hit, you want to see your team score runs, and this team just doesn't do enough of that. And this lineup has been disappointing, and I don't think it's something that should be unexpected for anybody. I think this is kind of what we should have expected all along with this offense.
You're hitting it on the head. I agree.
Well, what's the best time you've had in a movie theater, Paul?
Oh, that's hard, man. For kids and stuff. Well, you know what? I took my boys to see 300, and they really enjoyed it, so I enjoyed the experience with them.
Oh, and I appreciate the call, Paul. That movie probably was pretty awesome to see in the movie theater.
Have you ever seen 300?
Of course I've seen 300.
I can't imagine seeing 300 with my kids.
Yeah, I mean, I should have asked the follow-up. How old were the kids at the time? A lot of, a lot of violence in that movie.
Violence.
Risque stuff going on.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good movie.
You've seen like Batman vs. Superman?
No.
Okay.
I heard that was awful.
Same director.
Yeah, okay.
Same director.
I thought it was, wasn't that movie apparently hard? Isn't it like five hours long?
Three hours.
3 hours?
Yeah, it was mixed reviews.
Was that Ben Affleck was the Batman?
Yeah, Ben Affleck was Batman.
Yeah, I'm not going to any movie where Ben Affleck's Batman.
It wasn't, my brother asked to watch it. He's 8. He asked to watch it the other day before we saw Superman. And it was so boring, like way more boring than I remembered. And it got to a point where he sat there and watched me for like 45 minutes. He's like, let me know when they fight. And I just had to fast forward to the fight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's a fightsman.
Yeah, he likes the fights.
All right.
But then it's a talkie. They talk the whole time. No one cares about the politics between Batman versus Superman. I'm paying the ticket price to see the fight.
Yeah. How old's your brother?
8.
Okay. Little kids, man, they love fighting. I mean, I practice baseball in the backyard with my son, where, you know, we do hitting practice. He's 4. I pitch to him, whatever. And, you know, I showed him one video of a guy charging the mound. Now, all he wants to do is mound charge me.
That's hilarious.
He wants me to hit him with a pitch so he can come out and swing his bat at me.
You should show him the Bryce Harper versus, it was Cole Hamels, right? When he was on the Nationals?
Yeah.
You should show him that one.
Yeah, maybe I will. But that's his favorite part of baseball now. Now I'm trying to explain to him.
You're not supposed to do that.
When he plays T-ball, I mean, I probably shouldn't have shown him that. But now I got to explain to him, when you're playing T-ball, you can't go charge the mound and swing your bat at some other kid.
That would be sick if he did it, though.
No, it would not be sick if he did it.
No, because it would give him a name around the neighborhood. People would know not to mess. Don't throw at him.
Yeah. You can only swing your bat at me.
What's your son's name? Is Tom?
Tom.
Yeah. Little Tommy?
Yeah.
Do not throw at Tommy.
Yeah. That's true. The intimidation factor is there for sure. But he loves the mound charges. He wants to do a mound charge every time we practice now.
That tells me he's tougher than you.
He probably is. Let's go to Thomas in Broomall. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a long word for you. EHH. Like nothing, you know, nothing really sticks out with this team. I didn't really expect a whole lot with, we got Lizardo. But no really big names. So like, I can't expect them to do anything in the break and the trade deadline. Any moves? I mean, do you expect them to do anything?
Why
if they didn't do anything in the offseason?
Well, I would certainly hope they do something. I mean, I think Thomas, like, I think you need to go out and I think you need to do a lot with this team because well, I don't believe in them right now. I do think like trade deadline moves can spur a team on. I do. I think if you go out and you get an impact bat, you get an arm or two in the bullpen, I do think that can change the mood. And I think that's another reason why I was so disappointed in the offseason is this team, they were like begging for some sort of a jolt. Like we heard all the players say after last season about how, you know, we thought we were going to flip a switch in the playoffs. JT Realmuto said it. A couple players echoed that sentiment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And when you have players saying stuff like that, you know what that tells me? Is a little complacency is set into the clubhouse. Like, you need a different mix. And I don't think bringing in a guy like Max Kepler and moving out Austin Hayes, that wasn't enough to change the mix with this team.
No, I look at it, you know, same old, same old. Same story, you know, not a top five. I don't see us being a top five team at all in the league. You know, we just need that player in the locker room that just gets everybody going. We don't have that piece. But the movie I'm thinking of is King Kong, Jack Black, Naomi Watts.
Yeah, I saw that one in theaters as well, Thomas, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, I mean, not a good movie at all, but a cool movie to see in theaters, I think. Like, that was pretty big back in 2005, that King Kong movie.
I remember seeing that in theaters back in 2005. I was 5 years old. It bangs. What do you mean it's not good?
It's not a good movie.
It's way too long. It's like an hour too long. It's, you know, it's 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than a lot of, like, those other movies in that genre. Like, I don't know why a few years ago.
Kaiju movies, you mean?
What movies?
Kaiju, like the big monster movies?
Yeah, I didn't know that term.
Okay.
But I did, like, a few years ago, it was when that Godzilla versus Kong movie came out.
That movie sucked.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch these Godzilla movies. I'm going to watch, like, the I guess,
the old
previous
ones?
Movies yeah. of that kind of, like,
Kaiju.
That, yes, whatever you mean. But, like, I watched the Godzilla movie, I guess, from early 2000s. I think Elizabeth Olsen was in it.
Yeah, that one's awful.
Yeah, it was terrible. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life watching this? It's a waste of time.
I didn't like, so they made one in, like, 2016 with Bryan Cranston. That one was awful. And Aaron Taylor Johnson. That
yeah, that's
sucked.
The one I'm talking about. That's the one that I watched.
That was like the one in 2016. That one sucks.
Yeah.
You barely see Godzilla in the whole movie.
Yeah.
You should go back and watch one of the old ones when it's like a person in a suit, like stomping on the miniature city.
No, I'm not going to.
And they
back
like film it.
That.
That's what they're from. That's like the classic ones. They're way more entertaining. They're way more shocking. They made one that came out 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago now called Godzilla Minus One. It's in Japanese, so you're going to have to read the subtitles. It was made in Japan. That's the best Godzilla movie by a country mile.
Okay.
It's so good. The premise of the thing that makes it different than the rest is that he has like a, he's like sick from all the radiation, because you know he's like made from the atomic bomb.
Sure.
He's sick. Well, he is. He's like sick from all the radiation and he starts like spitting up radiation all the time.
All
it's
right.
sick, dude. You should watch that one.
I don't think I'm going to. This would be a good thing. You can give me a bunch of movies today that you can recommend that I'm not going
to
watch.
You said you wanted to watch the Godzilla ones. I'm giving you a good one.
Well, I meant the ones in like that kind of that universe, that Godzilla versus Kong universe, because I thought that movie looked cool.
Those all stink.
Yeah, exactly. I watched the first one. I'm like, this is awful.
Well, I'm telling you a good one to watch. A good Godzilla one that's not connected to King Kong.
All right. Well, I'll think about it, which means I will never watch it.
Which means you won't.
And I never want to talk about this again.
Okay.
Let's go to Alex in Chicago. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Everything's good. Just actually heading back to Chicago now, but yeah.
What are you doing? You driving out there?
Yeah, well, I was out on the East Coast for a little bit, and now I'm just heading back.
Okay, that's a long ride out there, man. Hopefully you stay safe out there.
Yeah, I do. What's that? I'm sorry.
I said just stay safe driving, man.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's all good. But so I have three things I guess we're doing now. One is the poll.
Is the what?
The poll you're doing?
Yes, yes. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series?
I feel better just because I just like the Phillies, so I'm just hoping that, you know, things come around. I'm pretty much optimistic about it, so I feel pretty good. But my word for them, it doesn't have a spelling, but it's kind of a like one of those things. So that's my word for them.
Yeah, and right that's the way you feel watching them a lot, Alex. And I think everybody,
oh
like,
my God.
They're just not that entertaining of a team to watch. And I know that sounds crazy about a first-place team, but, I mean, the offense, especially the last couple weeks, really going back to that Houston series, it's just been brutal. I mean, they just do not hit enough at all.
Well, and also with that, when they do have opportunities, like everybody knows, that's when they're not hitting, and that's what really hurts. You know, the base is loaded, this, second and third, wow, blah, blah, blah. It's just getting ridiculous. So.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Alex. What's the best time you've had in a movie theater?
There we go, that's one. So this is when I was a kid. I'll date myself a little bit. I went and saw Rocky with some friends at the Colonial Theater down in, I don't know if anybody knows, 11th and Moy-Mensing. There was a movie theater there in South Philly. But the reason is because afterwards, we decided to have a little boxing match in my bedroom with some friends, you know, we were kids, and punched a hole in my wall, in my bedroom wall, and wound up trying to hide it with a picture, you know, 4 feet off the floor. from my mom. And it was just a funny story we always talk about, but yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there, Alex. Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's never a good idea. To go and see, you see a movie like that, or you're a kid and you're watching wrestling or something, and you decide you're going to do that in the house. That's never a good idea. Something's going to get broken. Somebody's going to get hurt. I remember wrestling with my brother and my cousin. My cousin ends up splitting his chin open. We have to go to the hospital. That's never a good thing to do.
What was the move he was trying to do? He split his...
I forget. My poor cousin didn't even want to be a part of it.
Taking the steel chair?
Yeah, exactly. And the boxing, like, this the dumb stuff you do when you're like a kid. Well, this is sad. You're probably not that much older than I was at the time. But me and my friends, we decided to, you know, have a, you know, we'll drink a couple beers and we'll box each other. That ended up being horrible. I mean, we did it for a minute and my friend starts, like, you know, puking. He couldn't handle it. So that's
He lost then.
Yeah, exactly. Just a terrible idea. But yeah, after going to watch Rocky having a kid's boxing day, doesn't sound like a great idea.
Did you see Rocky in the theater?
No.
How old were you? Well,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
You weren't born yet, right?
No, I was not born yet. When Rocky came out in like 1975?
Something like that, yeah.
I was born in 87.
Yeah, my knowledge of the Rocky movies is not as fluent as I wish it were. I've only seen them all once.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
tough for me to date them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to watch them more. You've got to watch them. As a movie aficionado, that's pretty embarrassing, Joe.
They're great movies.
Yeah.
No, I've seen them all, every single one, at least once.
Okay. Well, as a movie expert, you got to watch them again.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Okay.
I want to see the first one in a theater sometime.
The only ones you got to watch again, 1, 2, and 4. 3 and 5 were not very good, in my opinion.
I can skip Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, that one stunk. I like 1, 2, and 4, though. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking a lot about the Phillies start the show here. Halfway through the season, 55-41. Phillies in first place in the NL East. Half game ahead of the Mets. What's the one word you would use to describe the Phillies at this point? Mine's predictable. I think this season, honestly, has gone exactly how I thought it was going to go. I thought this team was very starting pitching heavy, very starting pitching dependent, but the rest of the roster was incomplete, and that's what we've seen so far. We've seen a bullpen that has not been able to come out and shut down games. We've seen an offense that's been inconsistent, does not hit enough, and that's been a major issue for the Phillies. And I think it's been very predictable. And I also want to know, do you feel better or worse about this team winning a World Series as opposed to you did on opening day? I feel worse. And, you know, I was hoping that something would change. What I was hoping for in the first half of the season is I wanted the Phillies to change my mind. I wanted to be wrong about this team. But I don't think I am. I mean, I think they're going to be in the playoffs. I think they're going to win the division. But to win a World Series, you need to play well for a month. And that means your starting pitching, your bullpen, and especially your lineup, you're going to need to score runs. And I don't think the Phillies have honestly put enough stock into that part of the team. I think they've leaned so much into the starting pitching that, hey, it does get you through regular season, but it's not a formula to carry you in the playoffs. We've seen the Phillies have great starting pitching staffs last year. 2011 wasn't enough because ultimately he couldn't hit. So want your thoughts on that. And our next question today, what is the best theatrical experience you've had? A movie in a movie theater. Mine is The Dark Knight. Justin's is Dune 2. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. And when we get back, we will get to ESPN's latest quarterback list. They put out a list today in which it pulled scouts, executives, and coaches on the quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll let you know where Jalen Hurts is ranked and whether it's fair or unfair. That's coming up next. I'm Tom Kelly with you in for the afternoon show today, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.